The clash in the Southern Ocean has the federal government here under pressure to follow up on its threats of legal action against the Japanese whaling program. But an international law expert warns that Japan doesn't recognise Australia's claim over the Antarctic Territory, and any action could backfire. More on that from Jennifer Macy.
The collision between the Sea Shepherd's 80 gil and the Japanese ship the Shonan Maru 2 happened 1,300 nautical miles south of Tasmania, close to Australia's Antarctic Territory. The waters lie within Australia's search and rescue territory, but outside its economic zone. Professor of International Law at the Australian National University, Don Rothwell, says that leaves Australia with limited jurisdiction.
Primarily because Japan does not recognise Australia's claim over the waters offshore the Australian Antarctic Territory. An Australian vessel was not involved in that incident, nor does it appear that any Australian national was injured as a result of these incidences. So legally, Australia's basis for any action against Japan is very tenuous.
Dr. David Leary from the University of New South Wales says any legal action by Australia could even jeopardise its territorial claims.
The risk of us seeking to enforce our laws in the waters off Antarctica is that we may end up with a situation where we have a finding by an international court that says that our claim to our Antarctic territory is not legitimate.
But Dr. Leary says it's clear that Japan is contravening international law by whaling in the Southern Ocean.
The argument they make about their whaling being scientific whaling, most people know that that's just an excuse. The legal basis of that is pretty clear, that what the Japanese is doing is not scientific whaling, it's actually commercial whaling. So that's a very difficult position I think that the government finds itself in. The Japanese are clearly in breach of international law in terms of the International Whaling Convention, but Australia's position in relation to trying to enforce Australian domestic law in an international court is in a very, very tenuous situation.
Australia's legal options are clearly limited, and the acting Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, says the government is still pursuing diplomatic channels. But Professor Don Rothwell says there is one more avenue the government could explore. He says an injunction could be sought in international courts to immediately shut down Japan's whaling program.
Ultimately, the question that the government will need to ask itself is how successful are those diplomatic options in terms of their outcomes in the middle of this year when the next IWC meeting occurs? And if that meeting really collapses and if there's no significant progress made at that meeting, well, I think the legal options will really be squarely on the table in the run-up to the 2010-2011 whaling season in November, December, later this year.
The Australian government says it won't be sending a boat to monitor the Japanese whaling program, as there's no evidence that would stop the clashes.
Jennifer Macy reporting.